All right, Brad Davidson, Dear Santa.
The little boy climbed up onto the lap of the department store Santa, a bit nervous, but ready to tell Santa his Christmas wish. There is only one wish on it, really, and Jimmy didn't know how it would go over. "Ho, ho, ho, little fellow. What's your name?" Santa asked, as he does every child that makes this odyssey. Full-time bus driver and part-time Santa, this guy was making it up as he went along. "My name is Jimmy," the boy said, while staring at the obvious fake beard and trying to avoid Santa's direct bad breath. "And what can Santa bring you for Christmas? What is your big Christmas wish? A train? A pony? A toy boat?" Santa asked. Jimmy looked anxious and hesitated, but finally said, "You know, I've been a bit worried with all this talk about war and fighting and atom bombs. What I really want for this Christmas is world peace. Can you make that happen for me, Santa? Huh? Can you?" He stared up at Santa's face with sad, worrisome eyes. This request caught Santa off guard, and he let out a string of ho-ho-hos as he tried to mask his own laughter and also tried to figure out how to respond. He finally wrapped up his jolly fit of with a ho-ho-ho. "No, that would be impossible, little Jimmy." "Oh, why is that?" Jimmy asked in wonderment. "Is your magic not strong enough? Can't you just wave your arms and have all the atom bombs of the world disappear?" "Well, Jimmy, let me tell you a story. It's all about human nature." And Santa went on to tell the boy the history of human civilization, beginning even before that, when one caveman beat the other with a rock and to take the bigger club from him. He progressed through serfdoms and kingdoms, the nation states, explaining all the while that one group wants what the other has, or to prevent the other from having, or to make others believe as they do. Great armies marched to increase the size and wealth of a kingdom, assimilating other kingdoms and people along the way. He explained how mankind was created with free will, which created an uneven distribution of wealth and influence, and that wars were just a result of that unevenness. War is therefore inevitable due to human nature, and bombs and guns, just the current instruments of war. Making bombs disappear would not make wars go away. And as he told this story to Jimmy, the line before him got longer and longer and wrapped around the department store Christmas tree enough times to tangle it. Parents were cutting in line and children were pushed out. Yelling ensued and punches were thrown. "And that's why I can't give you world peace for Christmas," Santa concluded. "It's not possible." Jimmy was crying by this time, trying to wipe tears away. The store manager was giving Santa the "you're fired" look. Finally, the boy looks up with wet, sad, tearful, disappointed eyes and mutters, "Golly, I wish I had a spaceship so I could fly away." "That I can do, little Jimmy," Santa brightens up, as I often tell my wife. "To the moon, Alice, to the moon."